This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Stories continue to surface of the cold-hearted treatment of human life in botched abortions. One of the earliest such stories was witnessed by Jill Stanek, once a Chicago-area nurse who went on a crusade for the Infant Born Alive Protection Act. A lead story at lifenews.com tells how the law fails to change the actions of abortionists in botched abortions. Look for abortion advocates to create controversy over a case in Mexico that is denying abortion for the two victims in a rape case. Pro-life advocates have often offered that abortion after rape makes as much sense as execution of those who commit rape. This is Life News Radio. The major story from all the political talk in the race for the presidency relates to how people of faith, or simply how people of conscience, will vote on the life issue in November. The killing of the most innocent cannot be made to be acceptable. But will large numbers of people vote for political ideals that filter out the tough thinking necessary to be moral people as they vote? Take the time to think deeply about the reasons you vote and vote for a culture of life. Planned Parenthood has stepped in a PR mess again and is providing pro-life bloggers plenty of material. A Trump campaign speech was being interrupted by the cries of a baby, and Donald Trump repeatedly assured the mom that the baby's cries were completely okay and that he loved babies. To close his speech, he turned to the mom and jokingly said, "Now get the baby out of here." Planned Parenthood jumped on Trump's comment, and pro-lifers are now jumping on Planned Parenthood's real problem with what they consider problem babies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.